Hey peeps, and welcome to another episode of Esposito, the Espergenesis podcast. Well, a Espergenesis podcast. In the next episode, our gang are finally going to get into combat, get to grips with this weird, low-resolution world, and find themselves making some very bad rolls. Well, Mike's going to find himself making some very bad rolls, but same old, same old. As always, if you're enjoying the podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review or share it with your friends. If not, no problem at all. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy us being absolute idiots for the next hour and a half. It's quite a long one. I hope that's okay. Bye.
Last time, you guys had died. Straight up died. Fucking parked it. Pull off this mortal coil. Become X people. Not in terms of the Marvel superhero franchise, just nominally to be. But anyway, so you guys found that you had died and then got better. In a sense, you had arrived in the Sim to be faced by a fairly strange set of circumstances. Of course, being uploaded in spirit form into the internet is a fairly strange occurrence on its own. But you also encountered a strange figure in the form of, well, in the dual form of Lord Pingu, bringer of destruction, internet meme, and minor techno deity of the Sim, who turned out in actual fact to be the trapped echo of Ozan's consciousness from back from season one. Listeners, if you've listened that far, if you haven't, go back and listen to it. And who explained your strange predicament. You had all, as a result of your Saurium rigs contact with the Sim at certain points throughout your lives, had your consciousness uploaded to the virtual world of the Sim. Ozan couldn't offer any real explanation of how this occurred, except to say that it had occurred before and was seeming to occur more frequently. Obviously, dismayed, all of you wanted to know how you could change this. At which point Ozan relayed a piece of information on an item known as the Mother Node, which was a almost mythical piece of code lurking somewhere within the Sim that apparently had the ability to upload a consciousness trapped in the Sim back into the real world. Again, Ozan wasn't able to give you much detail on this beyond the fact that he had a contact who would be able to give you more information in a location known as the Hub, which he directed you to after uploading your personal heads-up displays, which are now guiding you to a waypoint in the distance. And you find yourselves currently trudging along a virtual landscape that is made of rough polygons, forming a 90s RuneScape version of a forested wilderness. You can hear a 64-bit soundtrack looping again and again as you walk through the undergrowth. You can see small kind of pixelated birds blinking across the sky.
Worlds within worlds. Jesus.
And then disappearing with a glitchy shake.
Can I try and figure out if I can switch my view from POV to third person?
Roll a perception check.
That's a 14.
You have a minor existential crisis. For a moment, you feel like you left your body, but no, the camera's fixed.
I always hate it when they do this, and you can't change the view, even though you'd be much more comfortable in third person.
Now, I haven't played many of these games, but the games I have played have had fucking fast travel. Is that something we can do?
Usually, if you want to do fast travel, you have to have been to the place already.
I have no point of reference here. I just want to say I'm having a lovely time.
Oh, that's nice. Do you like the birds? Have you seen birds before?
Which ones are they?
They're that thing that blinks across the sky. It's not at all like a bird in real life, but it's I'm guessing it's the closest you've seen.
It's the closest I've been to anything, really.
Oh, that's nice, I suppose. In a really sad sort of way.
Just think of the wholesome wonder and discovery we can go through on this campaign there, John.
Mm. Are we here for wholesomeness?
Oh, yeah, it's going to last about 20 minutes, but still.
Bold of you to think it'll last for 20 minutes.
So we're heading towards the hub, right?
Ozan told you that there was a place known as the hub, which is where you could potentially find someone who would be able to tell you more about the mother node and its possible location. You can see in your field of view this clear prism that's been dropped like a pinpoint. It's pointed at the horizon ahead of you where you're currently walking.
If we're about to enter the hub, why do I have this urge to go into incognito mode?
Ah, the wholesomeness ends.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Raylor just holds up a newspaper with two holes cut in it for eyes.
Where did you get that?
Oh, it's just always in my inventory. You never know when you need to go incognito.
Who said that?
The path winds, but thanks to your waypoint, you're able to, as far as you're aware, keep your destination well plotted. And as the path winds, you start to hear the sound of a rushing water. This is coming in at higher definition than the other noises that you've heard so far. The tinny squawk of the 64-bit birds and the monotonous soundtrack. This actually sounds like real-life rushing water. Roaring water, as it were. And you turn a corner and you see a long, fairly rickety-looking rope bridge connecting pixelated polygons of what appears to have been Ozan's domain. Where the bridge connects, you can see a more kind of up-to-date rendering of another cliff which backs into a clearing, really. But blocking it is a semi-transparent screen of pink light that towers upwards for maybe 150 feet. And underneath, you can see this rushing, roaring waterfall. And that's apparently where the sound is coming from.
Is there like a pixelated rock? Like, or yeah. A bit of ground? Yeah,
yeah, there's a pixelated rock, yeah.
I'll okay. Pick that up and throw that at this pink screen and see what happens.
Okay. Roll an attack. Just use your dexterity.
Dexterity. With proficiency or not?
Without proficiency.
9.
You throw the rock and it falls short of the screen, but it lands on the ground, sort of it rolls to a halt, and it taps the bottom of the large pink screen where it meets the ground on the other side of the rope bridge. There's a ripple, and you see it seems to be made of a sort of interconnected pattern of hexagons, and you see this sort of ripple roll up the screen like a wave. And you suddenly hear this incredibly loud chime, and you hear a strange, it's an odd voice. It's partway between a machine and a man, but rather than a man trying to do a convincing impression of a man, it sounds more like a man trying to emulate a machine. You hear this voice kind of echo out throughout the clearing.
Hi, my name is Nick
Sugarman. I'm the founder and CEO of Eternus Corporation. We're working at Eternus to make Sim a safe and invigorating place for you to work and play. As such, some areas of the Sim have become incompatible with Eternus's vision for the future. As such, some areas will need to be changed for the better. You are in a section of the Sim slated for demolition. If you can, please present your Eternus Pass for your Eternus Bucks. Be granted access to the new Sim. Otherwise, we're sorry we weren't able to help you at this time.
And the voice stops.
Is this Mark Ray?
Yes, it is. It is absolutely is. Yes. I was thinking that. You Raylor. Raylor,
yeah.
John.
Raylor.
So Spill leans sort of leans into sort of Raylor goes. Now I'm not good with people, but is he people or is he one of these computery winged dags?
I think he well,
I heard lots of talk about artificial intelligences. I was hoping I'd be given one, but unfortunately I never got. Is he one of those?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I think probably he's not really, that's not someone that's noticed that we're here and has dialed in to have a chat. It sounds like a pre-recorded message.
You need to ask the right question.
I think we just need to pay it or present some sort of pass.
Yes, it appears to be some sort of bloody paywall.
It does seem like it's a paywall, doesn't it? Which I feel like it's not really the way that I like experiencing the Sim. Now, this is where incognito mode might come in handy. But I doubt it.
What about if I just shoot it?
Actually, if it's not people.
I don't think it would do anything, though.
I'd shoot it.
Hey, Tyson raises his weapon and fires a couple of shots. These projectiles strike at the light wall and you hear this whoa, whoa, as they hit, and these ripples cascade out over the surface of the wall. And then you hear another chime. And this time an actual mechanical voice says, unauthorized breach attempted. Countermeasures deployed.
Oh, fuck.
Roll initiative, please.
I actually didn't see that coming.
Like, why would you fucking do that?
Because he's mine.
What a fucking nonce.
Wildcard, baby.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm here for that. Just go back to that. Is being a murder hobo wildcard in D&D anymore, or is it just a fucking trope?
Now, in his defense, he wasn't trying to murder anyone. He was shooting a digital object.
Is anything murder in The Sim? Like, I mean...
Oh, some things definitely are murder.
None of us have homes as well, so we're all homeless here.
You've got a solid
point there, Tom.
Oh, that's a terrible roll as well. Terrible roll.
Can you even murder something if it's not alive? Find out in this podcast.
Find out this time on Esposito.
That's an 18 for Philly.
Oh, hang on, hold your initiative for me for a second, guys.
Literally. Can't hold it all day, Aaron. Jeez.
Okay, Philly.
I'm sorry, I've been doing my initiative cables. I can hold it for longer. Sorry, an 18 for Philly.
18. Tyson's not there. Spill.
Spill's first roll of the campaign, I think, is a 20.
20?
A natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then
wasting it on initiative.
As is tradition. Rylor?
19 for me.
Ison.
And that would be a natural 2 + 2 = 4. Quick math.
Fantastic. Oh, man's not hot. Man's fucking dead.
You're running well today, Mike.
So that's a spill.
Hey, at least we're on this side of the bridge, right? If we were on the bridge, different story.
What?
Well, because the wall is across the bridge, right? This rickety rope bridge.
Yeah.
And we're on the other side, so at least we're not on the bridge when this thing attacks us. Because then plummet death.
Sort of thing. Well, I mean, only if it destroys the bridge.
Let's see what happens.
More likely, we destroy the bridge.
Indiana Jones up in this shit.
Okay. Still, you're the first one to react. As from the other side of this pinkish wall, you see a flock of 6 creatures spinning through the air. You narrow your eyes, these things, as they come towards you. Each one is probably no bigger than a dinner plate, but it has vaguely insectoid features. Each one has a set of pincers and what looks like a long kind of curved stinger that curls from behind them. You hear this buzz as these drones start to approach you. The closest one is maybe 100 feet away from you.
Still looks around, sighs, rolls his strange bulgy eyes, and he breathes in. And he starts casting sensory boost. He starts forging and provides a sensory upgrade to himself, Raylor, and Philly. They all get +2 to all attack rolls and saving throws.
Very nice.
And that's all he's going to do. He's going to spend his entire turn whipping that up so that everybody starts to feel a bit more ready for battle.
Excellent. Then it is Raylor.
Okay, that's thrown me off because that was what I was going to do. So, how far away are these things? And you say that they're about how big?
They're about 100 feet away and they're not very big at all. Tiny, if you will.
Okay. I don't know how much is going to be overkill and how much is going to be reasonable in this.
There's one way to find out. Bye!
Is the AI guy still there?
You didn't actually see him. You just heard voice.
Oh, right. I imagined, well, Mark Rylance, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I was trying to be Mark Zuckerberg, but clearly fucked that up.
Well, I thought you were deliberately going for, like, Mark Rylance as James Halliday in Ready Player One.
I have not seen that movie.
Oh, I thought you were going Mark Rylance in Don't Look Up.
Same character.
Yeah.
I thought you were going for Mark Rylance in the first series of Bing on CBeebies.
No. I got my face painted to look like Bing.
Wait. Is Mark Rylance actually in Bing?
Yeah, he's Flop.
Fuck off.
Shit, you're not.
Why?
This is the trivia that we need.
That's taxpayer's money. That's your...
Fucking hell.
What the hell is Bing?
Oh, terrible.
It's the worst fucking TV show.
You'll try it at some point.
I don't mind it.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely not the most obnoxious CBeebies cartoon.
Flop is the worst legal guardian. Absolutely no boundaries.
Are you watching kids' TV shows, Aaron?
Because you know what? Sometimes I like something that's just a bit nice.
That's creepy as fuck.
Nah, it's cool.
I've got nieces and nephews.
What's even more mad is Mark Rylance does it in season 1, and then in season 2, it's Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
What?
In character.
That's crazy. All right, sorry. Just a second. I'm just trying to figure out what my powers actually do.
How do these things have seasons? Like, is there like a mid-season finale or like some kind of... Are there deaths?
No, that's still... That is baffling. Right.
The Bing knife fight was very controversial when it first aired.
That was when they got Frank Gallagher in. I only have one ability that would reach them, and I don't really want to waste it right now. So I want to spend my time thinking about stuff. Right. So paywalls have presumably existed within the sim for a reasonable amount of time.
Since it started.
Are you going to spend your turn signing up with your credit card details and just run through?
No. Obviously, I'm looking for the Pirate Bay. I want to try and recall any way of getting around one of these. What's the name of this company? Elysium?
Eternus.
That one's better. All right. I want to try and figure out if I can recall an Eternus workaround, like a way of working around either these creatures that are coming in or just getting past a paywall.
Roll a computer's check.
Hooray! Right, second question. Is doing this an action? Or would I have the ability to give myself, for example, amplify ability?
Is amplify ability a bonus action?
It's an action.
Then, no.
Yeah, perfectly reasonable. This seems like it's quite a lot of work to go through. That's why I asked. Okay, computers. I imagine I'm quite good at them.
World within world.
Wait. Oh, computers, there it is. 18.
Jesus wept.
What?
Yeah, so you vaguely remember a program where if you put on a large headset and you sat in what was basically the large adult equivalent of like a baby stroller thingies, it created a virtual environment where you could manifest yourself, and there was a large fountain where you could drown files. There is a way of you being able to get around this paywall, but as you're physically jacked into the sim, you're going to need to go over and physically interact with the wall to be able to do it. But you, theoretically, you think there's a way of you being able to bypass it, basically creating a gap within the wall by cloning an ID that will let you pass. But you'd need to physically walk up to it and interact with the wall to be able to do that.
Okay, I'm going to turn to Tyson and say, Tyson, cover me. And I'm going to run really awkwardly towards the bridge. Halfway, I'll turn around and Tyson, are you covering me?
Yes, I'm fucking covering you.
Okay, good. Yes, all right, and then I'll carry on.
What's your speed?
I'm a cat, and I'm in the internet. So my speed is clearly 30.
So yeah, you Nyan cat your way to... just short of halfway across the bridge. It's a very long bridge. So, Philly, you'll go.
The bloody hell's he doing? Philly thinks to himself as Raylon? Raymond?
Rylon.
As Rylon runs across the bridge.
It's Rylon. It's Rylon. I said it wrong to be funny. That means I get his name.
It's Mark Rylance again.
What the bloody hell is he doing? Philly thinks to himself as Rylan runs across the bridge. Just a side note, Mark Rylance is exactly as old as my dad.
So what you're saying is Mark Rylance is your dad?
I mean, no. I've not seen the two in the same room, and my dad definitely didn't have the same support for Jeremy Corbyn that Mark Rylance did. Feeling his senses being sensory boosted, Philly's going to take a couple. Actually, no, he's not going to take a couple. He's going to take a singular crack shot at one of the drones coming towards us, because that's really all he can do at this stage.
Ugly doggly. Crack that shot, son.
17.
That'll hit.
Excellent. So that's with a heavy rifle. 2d6. 7 damage.
Ooh, nice. You take a big chunk out of this drone and it starts to spark and scatter chunks of metal and nuts and bolts as it flies through the air, but it's still just about standing.
Cool. Is there any cover or anything around?
Not really. You come through into a large, low-res clearing. So where you are, you've probably got about 20 feet of land before it just falls away down into the rushing data stream below.
Fair enough. In which case, Philly's just going to run out after Raylor and stand beside him if he can reach. Or as close as he can get.
Cool. You can get to just behind him. So then it is the drone's go. The first drone zeroes in on you, Philly, and it is going to shoot at you with its poison stinger attack. So this stinger just launches itself like a projectile because it is one. And I'm assuming a 19 hits you.
Yes, that will indeed.
Okay, cool. That does 1 piercing damage to you. And can you make a constitution saving throw for me, please?
I can, and I get 18.
Okay, that's fine. So you managed to pass that, no problem.
How much damage was that?
1 point of damage. So there's this pneumatic hiss, like a... And this needle whistles through the air and embeds itself in your neck. And it feels like someone's pinched you really hard. So you just yank it out, but you see at the end of this almost hypodermic needle, this translucent greenish liquid is seeping out of it. You pop it over the side of the bridge as the drone hums overhead. Then the second one fires a shot at you, Raylor. And the 14 hit you.
Does it? Does not.
So that whistles past your head. Then Tyson, it's your go. You've just watched the oncoming drones. One get quite badly damaged by Philly and then attempt to shot it. And then another take a pot shot at your brother.
Stay away from my fucking brother. I'm going to shoot the one that tried to take a shot at Raylor. 4 and 11.
Yeah, that shot bounces off its armor and you see sparks fly off the chrome shell of this creature. And it sort of turns in midair and it fits its compound insectoid eyes on you. Then the rest of the drones come in. These ones just sort of barrel towards those on the bridge. So the first one comes in and strikes you with these sort of reticulated pincers that seem to unfold from under the chassis of these things. The first one goes for you, Philly. I think it misses with a 9. And the second one goes for you, Raylor. 12 doesn't hit you, does it?
Nope.
A third goes for Philly. Missing. Jesus, got the shit. And the last one arrows into you, Tyson, after your attempt to shoot one of his compatriots. Does a 13 hit you?
No, it misses.
Misses, so it gets it snaps harmlessly at the air. So these drones aren't doing a whole lot of damage to you so far. So we're back up to the spill now. You're on the low-res side of the bridge still alongside Tyson, and you've just watched as Tyson's been set upon by one of these drones.
Phil's going to start to run forward a bit onto the bridge, so he gets... How far away are they?
They're about 35 feet, Eddie.
Yeah, he's going to run a bit into there, maybe stay about 5 feet back. And the one that Philly shot, that he's going to start forging, and he's just going to reach out his hand and fire an electric surge at the one that Philly shot.
Oh, what does that do?
It's like just a blast of electricity from his hands, which just damages him a bit. Yep. It also means they don't get cover, and it ignores cover, but I don't think that matters at the moment.
No.
So that is it's not great, it's a 13.
That misses, unfortunately.
Okay. Spill just like Spider-Man's his hand out and it just sort of fires electricity into the air.
Yeah, this bolt of electricity lances out your fingertips and the badly damaged drone wobbles in its hover you're not sure whether it's intentional or is it just due to the damage it's already received, but either way, it just managed to just duck out of the range of your attack. So then it is Rylor's go.
So how far away am I from the wall now?
You're about 30 feet away, but you are currently being attacked by a drone. You're being shot at by one drone, but you're in combat with another drone.
I realise that I actually forgot to put any of my rig expansions or special abilities into any of my character sheet, which I feel like these would be useful. Would I have any idea what kind of creature type these are?
They seem to be machines.
In that case, I'm going to use my rig expansion to do an electromagnetic pulse.
Your rig expands and pulses.
It does. It expands and pulses. Throbs, if you will. As an action, you use your rig to send an explosive wave of electromagnetic energy that debilitates and disorients robots, drones, and any creature with the automaton or construct creature type.
Ooh.
Must make an intelligence saving throw. So, yeah, they all have to make an intelligence saving throw.
What's the radius?
30 feet.
All except the ones attacking Rylor. So, first one gets a 10.
Famous.
Second one gets a 14.
Passes.
Third one gets a 3. Then 10.
Fails.
Then an 11.
Fails.
Okay. So one of the passes. Jesus. When you say they're disorientated.
They are now impaired. So that's the impaired status. I don't know what they're called, actually. So an impaired target cannot take any reactions and its movement is reduced to zero. The only action available to the target is the dodge action. In addition, any unshielded computer panel or electric device not worn by another creature is rendered inert until the start of your next turn.
And the whole sim shuts down.
So, yeah. So almost all of them start to spark, and the damaged one just sparks and then drops out of the air. And you hear a splash as it hits the water below. Brian, can you make a quick perception check for me?
Hang on, perception. I've got a plus 5, I think. Yeah, 21.
You notice something funny about this drone that drops into the water. As it splashes into the water, you out of your peripheral vision, you watch it careen down the flow and down the waterfall, and you watch it crash into some rocks present below, and you hear a muted. And you see a plume of white water burst up where it connected. And just as you see this, you watch the other drones that were attacking you and you, Philly and Spill nearby, just drop onto the ground and start to spark.
That one's exploded and the rest of them have dropped to the ground?
Yes.
I'll move the rest of my 30 feet. Do I have a free action to try and press the wall? Because I'm wondering if...
You haven't got to the wall yet. You're just at the end of the bridge now.
Oh, is the wall on the other side of the bridge?
Yes. So you've got like a little bit of land and then the wall. You're maybe 10 feet.
In that case, I have moved my distance. That is it.
Philly, it's your go. All of the drones around you are sparking largely enough, apart from one that is still hovering in the air above you.
Philly's going to look over that one and take a shot at it.
Okay.
15.
That will hit.
Oh, nice. That's 10 damage.
It goes boom. It just disappears in this green cloud of maybe poisonous gas. And just shards of metal just spin in your direction. You shield your eyes as the pieces of metal scatter everywhere. And then what would you like to do?
Philly's going to walk over to the nearest of the drones that have downed. I'm assuming they're on the bridge.
Yeah, there's one right next to you.
Excellent. He's going to walk within 5 feet of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a bonus action, dismisses the heavy rifle in his hands and summons a ground blade.
Okay, cool.
just imagine the visual medium of a mid-90s PlayStation changing weapons graphic.
Excellent. You reach towards your shoulder blades and then the weapon just changes.
It just appears. Who knows where it came from?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? This giant sword. So then we are back round to Tyson, who is currently locked in combat with the one remaining drone.
Is this one discombobulated or is this one up in the air?
This one is completely uncombobulated. It is fully populated.
Oh, fucking Bob, you're a cunt. I'm going to just gonna shoot him if I can. If I can fucking roll well. 15.
That'll hit.
Yes. Come on, big numbers. I rolled one on my damage die. 3 points of piercing damage.
Okay, so yeah, you fire your pistol at this thing, and it wings it slightly, but not enough to bring it down.
Yeah, I'm going to action surge.
Okay.
Shoot it again.
Okay.
18 to hit.
That'll hit.
I'm getting better. I rolled a 2 on my damage die. That's 4 points of piercing damage.
Ooh, so you fire it again, and this one strikes home, and it's now lost one of its bejeweled eyes, but it's still hovering and snapping at you with its pincers.
Why won't you fucking die?
Speaking of which, the three remaining drones that are on the bridge start to spark more violently. Those of you close to them, Billy and Spill, you can smell the smell of burning electronics, like a soldering job gone wrong. And these drones suddenly explode. Can you both make dexterity saves for me, please?
Yep, you got plus 2.
Cheeky bastard.
17 from Spill.
Oh, that's still bad, even with the save on the. It's a 5 for Billy.
So, Billy, you take full damage from this. Spill, you take half damage as these things explode. That's 11 points of damage for you, Philly, and 5 points of damage for Spill. Unfortunately, this damage is not only affecting you, but also is quite catastrophic to the structural integrity of the bridge that you're standing on. Chunks of wood splinter and twist away from beneath your feet. You hear the sound, even over the explosion, of the heavy ropes holding up the bridge snapping under the force of the explosion. So could the Spill, Billy, and also Rylor make dexterity saves for me, please?
Again, plus 2. 14.
14 as well.
That is 22.
Okay, so unfortunately the Spill and Philly are right in the middle of this bridge and also pretty close to the center of the explosion. So neither of you are able to react fast enough to grab any piece of the falling bridge as it just disappears beneath you and you start to tumble through the air. Rylor, you're close enough to the land on the other side that you're able to make a leap forward and grab hold of the land on the other side. As you feel the bridge give way beneath you, Tyson, you watch in horror as you watch your brother throw himself forward to safety. But you watch the figures of Philly and the Spill tumble into the water below. But Spill and Philly, you both take 3 points of bludgeoning damage as you hit the data stream below.
Ow!
Stupid gravity.
So then we are, so it's the drone that's fighting you still, Tyson, and that snaps at you with its claws and misses you. Then we're back up to the Spill. You found yourself in the water. Currently, you're being carried along at a rate of knots, being dragged down this water path. Now that you're in the stream itself, you can see that what's flowing through it isn't actually water at all. It appears to be information, can see sort of lines of code, chunks of text, images even, all in this translucent hue with blues and purples that kind of give the image of kind of water. But you're being careened along at speed.
So where is the nearest other thing to grab onto or bank, as it were?
The stream itself is about 30 feet wide. You've landed closer to the left bank, the bank closest to the low res side of things. So you can probably try and make a grab for the bank on that side.
Okay, so I will use my action to transmogrify my body as a biomorph.
Have we shouted out to the guy that created the biomorph, by the way?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What was his name?
Shut up, Aaron.
I've got the thing.
I'm looking. It's been a while since I chatted with him, actually. He's a really nice guy. Guy, buddy, friend, pal.
Not good enough for you to remember his name.
Take my man, that guy, what created the bio.
Is it Darren?
It's probably Darren.
It's always Darren.
He's foolishly not credited himself on his own work here. So the biomorph is a homebrew class that I made. It's wonderful.
And it's stolen.
If you know the guy's name who created this, John, that would be great to give him a shout out.
Yeah, I'm just searching.
We can streamline this for the actual podcast. We can also edit out the names of people who it's not. Here's a list of people who didn't create content for this campaign.
Pretty sure it's David Ingram.
What?
A quick Google of Biomorph Espergenesis brings up David Ingram.
Where have you found this?
Google. Reddit.
Oh, right.
DavidIngram.itch.io.
John, come on, man.
Just carry on. I don't know why you're waiting for me.
Okay, so I'm going to transmogrify my body in this time of need, and I'm going to perform an adrenal surge, overclocking my endocrine system and pumping a large amount of adrenaline into my bloodstream. And I am going to swim for the edge.
Okay. Can you make an athletics check for me, please?
Okay. Ooh, it's a 23.
Okay, so with your boosted endocrine system, you just Michael Phelps it over to the bank. You managed to do it in far more syllables than Michael Phelps has ever said in his life. That was an unnecessary jab at Michael Phelps. I really respect him for his swimming prowess. I don't know why I did that. So anyway, I'm just fixed sassy tonight. I'm sorry, David Egan, I'm sorry, Michael Phelps.
So along with my sensory boost and my adrenal surge, I am essentially just peak condition at the moment. I'm Captain America-ing this shit, despite the fact I look like spilled rice pudding in a sock. And Philly, you just hear the spills splashing away over to the bank going, I'm a fish.
Guys, you're never going to guess who made the biomorph.
Was it David Ingham?
I'd just like to say a huge thank you to David Ingham for the biomorph.
No.
Yeah, big shout out to David for the homebrew biomorph that I am using. I mean, you can find that on the internet. I don't think I can just read out a link. Can we maybe put a link in the podcast?
It's David-Ingham.io.
Don't read out the entire address.
That's it. That's what I've done.
What's his home address?
Yeah.
I don't know, David.
If you've now been doxxed. Thank you, David.
As well as creating a number of homebrew classes, such as the Binary, the Biomorph, the Infused, he's also created some extra subclasses for the Cybermancer, the Hunter, the Infused, the Warrior, the Biomorph, the Engineer, the Sentinel, and the Specialist. So basically for all of them. So there are extra subclasses.
Give him a shout out, not a fucking IMDb. Like,
I'm just saying, the guy puts his work in. There's a lot of other shit on his website too, so check it out.
But also, David, good work, and I might check out what you did for the Sentinel subclass, because that's next level, if I make it there.
Same with Warrior.
The binary is just like a hyper-masculine like, form of like hunter or something, who just really like, machismo to the fucking eyeballs.
Oh, cheers, Dave.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
We're not close enough to know whether or not you enjoy having your name shortened to Dave instead of David, but I'm just going to assume you do, because I've not met a Dave that doesn't.
So surely it's someone else's turn by now, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's right off.
It's my turn, and even I want it to be someone else's turn.
Right, my turn. Oh, shit. I was meant to be doing a thing. Okay.
The spill, so you might actually swim over to the bank and grab hold of a giant rock. Yourself.
Is he on the side of the bank that I'm on?
No.
Can I pull myself out as well?
Not yet.
Why would you go the other way? Why would you go backwards? That's absurd. Okay, how far away is Philly?
Philly is about 30 foot down and is now tracking away from you, being pulled by the current.
I don't really have anything for this. Okay. Would the explorer's rig have rope in it?
I don't know. Hang on.
So the explorer's pack. It's an explorer's pack, not a rig.
Oh yeah. An explorer's pack would have rope in it. I would question why a nerdy scientist would have an explorer's pack, but I suppose that's a separate
issue. What they give you as an engineer, all right? So maybe it's just like part of your general sin-going gear. Actually, I tell you, this is what it is. He doesn't have it in real life, but every time he logs into the sim, he does, because he knows he needs it in the sim.
It's definitely an Ethernet cable, because even, 10,000 years in the future or wherever we are, it's still the most efficient way of getting Wi-Fi signal.
LAN parties are still cool.
Extra pair of socks. Thermos, double thick condom, you never know.
is that an IT crowd reference?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It is now.
It's a Red Dwarf reference.
So I have a rope. Phil, this is exactly how. Like, this is kind of what Rolo's doing. He's like, wait a second. Roots through his pack and he's like, I've got rope. He looks at the rope, and he looks at Philly for a second, and he looks back at the rope. I've got rope. Okay. And then what I do with the rope, I'm going to do a thing with this rope that will save his life. I suppose I'll throw the rope, holding on to one end of it, he says very clearly, so the DM won't be a dick. I'll throw one end of the rope as far as I can towards him.
Okay, roll a dexterity check.
And can I just check, what does sensory boost do? That's attack rolls, isn't it?
Plus two to attack rolls and saving throws.
This is not an attack roll, is it?
No, I mean, it can be. You want to just like whip him?
I put my very heavy metal dice somewhere, and I just, for the life of me, can't see it.
It also might finish filling off.
Okay, dexterity. I get a. And this is not plus proficiency, right?
No. You're not proficient.
16.
Okay, that's still pretty good. So, Philly, this rope splashes down in the water next to you.
I'm guessing that's my action, isn't it?
Yeah, and you spent a very long time deliberating, so that's all you get.
Yeah, seems fair.
But yeah, Philly, you hit the water and you splutter to the surface. Before you can really kind of get your bearings or react, you hear, look out! And this rope splashes down next to you.
I guess Philly's going to try and grab the rope whilst heading towards the shore as best he can.
Okay. Make an athletics check for me, please.
That's just a check, isn't it? Not a save.
Yeah, just a check.
Oh, quite good at those. Excellent. 20, non-natural.
Okay, so you grab onto the rope, but the current is still dragging you back. Right, look, can you make a strength check for me?
Oh, no.
Plus two.
That's actually not bad. That's an 18.
You feel the rope cut into your hands and you take a point of slashing damage, but you manage to hold on to the rope and hold fast. So, yeah, Philly, you're able to grab on it and you're holding on and you've stopped in place.
Can I try and move towards the edge of the river?
Yes, you're closest to the side that Rylor's on. So you can make an athletics check with advantage.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I needed that because one of them was a 2, but the other was a 17, so 21.
Okay. Holding on to the rope, you kick over on your back over to the intervening bank, and you manage to dig your fingernails into the embankment and pull yourself in and hook yourself behind a rock so you're away from the worst of the current. So that's cool. So, Tyson, you have just kind of watched this all unfold. You've seen Billy and the spill go into the drink, and you've watched Rylor react with a surprising swiftness of mind to grab a rope from his engineer's pack and throw it a lifeline to Philly. And you've watched Philly sort of paddle over to the bank. You've lost sight of Spill, though, from where you are on the bank.
Is there still a one of these automatons left?
Oh, yeah, there is. It's completely forgot about that. So, yeah, there's still a drone snapping at you with its chromed claws.
I'm just going to, like, holster my pistol. How high up in the air are they?
This one isn't very high up in the air at all. It's hovering in front of you, maybe a couple of feet away from your face.
Yeah, I'll just holster my pistol and just fucking claw it.
Okay.
I've had enough of you, you cunt. And can you use, obviously, both your claws, like on hand, off hand?
Yeah.
Almost double attack kind of thing. Right.
I believe if standard rules apply, you just don't get to add your modifier to the second attack roll.
Yes.
No, damage roll.
Damage roll, yeah. Okay, so the first one I think hits with a 23.
Yep.
And the offhand I think also hits with a 17.
Yep. Describe how you kill this robot.
I jump onto it, grab it, pull it down. Yeah, and just rip it in half. And I toss both halves into the river.
Okay, so as you do this, roll a dexterity save for me, please.
Fuck. That's a 14.
So you take half of the explosive damage as this thing explodes in your hand. So you take 1 point of explosive damage. And you throw the shattered parts of this thing either side of you.
Pat myself down and say, totally worth it.
Cool. So what are you going to do now?
I just shout across to Raylor. I'm clearly out of my depth here with this. So in future, I will, you know, bow to your superior knowledge of nerdy shit. And I won't shoot things. I promise.
Rolo, you're still holding this rope. It's just...
Okay.
You need a hand?
You're on the other side. It's okay. Can I do an action now?
We're still in initiative, so you can't do one yet. So it is the Spill's turn. You are clutching the bank close to the low-res side of things.
Yeah, so Spill's going to pull himself out.
Roll an athletics check for me, please.
18.
So you're able to pull yourself out of the river without difficulty. You're resting on a large rock at the base of the embankment.
Cool. Are all the drones down now?
Yes, all the drones are now down. You're now between a rock and a wet place. The embankment is maybe about 60 feet high. there's some slippery rocks kind of leading down, but then obviously you've got the waterfall, but then there's a bit of a decline in the terrain.
Where looks like the easiest way up?
You could probably try and move down the rocks, so you've got less of a climb, but the rocks do look quite slippery, so it'd be quite dangerous, and you might risk falling into the water again, or you can attempt the larger climb that's just ahead of you.
How far up is it?
60 feet.
60? Yeah. Wow, that's a long way. Cool. I'm going to... Actually, sorry, I'm still learning the class. So I just need to check.
By David Ingham.
David Ingham. Thank you, David Ingham. I'm going to transmogrify again.
Ooh.
What's this embankment made of, did you say?
Polygons, but it looks like fairly kind of sandy earth.
Okay, that works. So I'm going to transmogrify again and lose my adrenal surge. And I'm going to change my hands into massive, massive claws.
I'm just getting Charlie's uncle from what we're saying.
Great, big, strong hands.
So I have these big, strong hands. And I'm going to use these to just slowly start climbing my way up the embankment.
Okay, cool. Does that have any in-game effects specified? Or
not to do with climbing, but I just figured massive hand claws. Like, cause it's an embankment. It's not like a stone wall.
No, that's fair. I'll let you have advantage on that. It's a lot of athletics checks, I'm afraid, guys.
Okay, and second one is better, 19.
Yeah. So you're able to get to climb about 30 feet up without incident with your strong mole hands.
Okay. Shape changer, ready for everything.
Mole handsman. Wait, no. Hands moment. It was right there.
No, I think you got it right the first time.
Oh, it's been a long day, guys. It's been a long day. So then it is Rylor's turn.
So I'm going to use the forging technique, loading arm.
Ah.
So for the duration, the target has advantage on strength, athletic checks made to move, lift, or carry objects, and does so as if they were one category size larger. So basically just to help me hold Philly as he tries to climb.
Cool. So Rylor's getting larger.
I imagine it's like, you know, in Iron Man 2 when he has his new way of putting on the suit and he's like, pulls it onto his chest. I just imagine like a series of metal plates form over my arm whilst I'm holding the rope.
Okay. So you've got advantage on strength checks to lift him up then?
It says to lift, move, or carry, but I'm hoping that like, as this is essentially just creating a pneumatic arm, it's the same for just holding my arm still whilst he pulls himself up. Off.
There we go.
Okay. He pulls you off. So you're just standing in place then?
Like a human crane or a Dharma crane?
Yeah, like I've just become your crane. I've been... I'm not doing that.
A cat crane, if you will.
Valna, I'm a Valna crane. Cat crane.
Cats are branded.
It's similar to
a cat. No, that checks out, that checks out.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm too middle class for that joke.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That went straight over my head. Basically, I've become similar to a cat's cradle. I am a cat crane.
I have become a crane builder of worlds.
Look upon my arms, see my in despair. Okay, fair enough. That took way longer than it needed to. Philly, it's your go.
Cool. Philly's going to try and climb this not human, but Valma crane.
Mm-hmm.
This cat crane.
I might climb this crane.
Make an athletics check for me.
Excellent. Is there any bonus from this crane with lifting arm?
Not for you, no.
No, fair enough. That's a 16.
Okay, cool. So you're able to start climbing up this thing. Rylor, can you make a strength check for me to keep this rope in place?
Yes. Okay, that is a 16.
You feel for a second like the rope is going to start to feed through your hands. But thanks to the pneumatic pistons that now kind of wrap your arm, you're able to tighten your grip and stay in place. So, Philly, you're about halfway up this rope now.
John? Yeah. John, don't let me down.
No, I'm all right. I'm happy.
Okay, so let me down. Because if you let me down, I'll fall. Don't do that.
All right. By the way, I found the feeling and I realize it's Fill My Little World Right Up was the song that I was thinking of.
They did a few, apparently, and more than I remember.
So those two songs, I hate both of them, really. So you're very...
Yeah, no, that is a terrible song.
That doesn't sound like you, Tom. I have it on good authority that you love the feeling.
Who loves the feeling?
I barely even have feeling.
Never Be Lonely was basically the same song as Fill My Little World.
But baby, I think I'm going crazy. Well, that was the time of music, wasn't it? Was that the end of indie?
Yeah, that was the death of indie.
Yeah, I think they killed indie.
The feeling of Mika. They killed
him. Yeah.
This episode of Esposito brought to you by The Feeling. What are they doing now? Who cares?
What are they doing now? I'm going to look it up.
Brought to you by The Feeling and David Ingham.
David, you're great. Carry on. Is it climbing time for Philly? Whilst John looking at The Feeling.
Philly, you've done your climb. You've managed to get about halfway up the rope.
Excellent. I've not fallen off.
But you have not fallen.
Rylor's pulled me up.
But not off.
But not off. Not yet.
But soon. Then it is Tyson. You're on the other side of the bridge.
So the spill's fine now, is he?
You can't see him yet.
He's got mole hands.
Can I try and find where the spill is?
Yeah, you can kind of look over the edge.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll probably get out my own rope if I can see him and try and drop that to him.
Yeah. You see the spill, but he's got these giant rake-like claw hands.
Fucking hell.
Just kind of embedding into the wall in quite a determined fashion, pulling himself up and through the soft earth makes up the embankment wall that leads down to the stream. That's a really weird way of phrasing that. I don't know why I went so long-winded with that. So anyway, you see him climbing up and you drop some rope to him.
I'll maybe just tie a little loop for a foot, like a foot loop.
Okay.
Foot loop.
Foot loop.
Go off your Sunday in mole hands.
Just for images sake here, like these massive claws, they're not just organic. As they come out of his arms, you see bits of gears and hydraulics and different machinery coming out of his arms. There is like some kind of like synthesis of organic and
like
machine.
Freddy Krueger was in Robot Wars.
I don't know what the fuck you are, but I like it.
So, Tyson, make a sleight of hand check for me, please.
Oh no!
Just in lack of any kind of thing to make rope loops out of.
11.
Yeah. Okay. You make a fairly satisfactory knot in the rope there, and you dangle it down to him. Then it is back up to the spill. Spill, you're climbing up this embankment wall, and as you do so, you see this rope, or this noose, snaking its way down to you.
Yes, definitely okay, grab cool. that.
So are you going to put your foot into the knot?
Yes, so if I can get it, so I'll put my foot into the knot, and I'll grab the actual rope with cool. my hands.
Can you roll for me, please? Just a flat roll.
7.
Okay. So the knot gives way. It has not been tied very well.
I'm loving how this is like the fourth roll I've had to get out of this and through something which is not my fault.
It is completely not your fault at all.
But there's the fourth fucking roll I have to do to survive this. incidentally occurring.
I didn't realize you were going to like rely completely on the rope.
Luckily, you did say that you were grabbing on with your hands. Your foot just gives way, but you're holding on to the rope. Tyson, can you make a strength check with disadvantage as you feel this sudden jerk of weight at the other end of the rope?
Oh, here we go. It's not bad, though. It's 18.
Okay, so you feel this rope burn into your hands, and you take 2 points of slashing damage to your hands, but you hold this rope in place. You hear the spill make a spluttering noise as he bounces off of the embankment and some earth hits him in the face. You've held on and the rope is held in place, Bill, so you're able to climb up. So just make another athletics check for me.
Oh, for fuck's sake. The one.
You can't blame that on me.
I mean, after 5 rolls, mate, it's going to happen.
Yeah, to be fair, fuck it, that is a lot of rolls. You know, you climb up, it's fine.
God knows we've jilted the DM, it's lame. No, surely not.
That is a lot of rolls. I mean,
if it was Mike and you'd got 5 rolls, at least 3 of them would be ones.
Yeah, to be fair.
Power roll.
I'll say we're out of combat now. Billy, you're able to climb up your end of the rope as well.
I climb my cat.
It's just death by athletics roll otherwise.
Don't worry, I'll say our thanks to David and I'll re-roll a new character.
So yeah, you guys find yourselves split as a party on either side of this chasm with rushing information flowing between you. Billy and Rylor, you're on one side of the bank, face to face with the bright pink light screen of the paywall. And Tyson and the Spill are on the low-res RuneScape side. And there doesn't seem to be an immediate solution to get you across to the other side.
Philly's going to lay on hands on himself at this point, because he's pretty knackered after that fight. For 10 hit points.
And Raylo's going to call across to Tyson. Tyson, is there something we can do with rope here? I don't know. I've not used it a lot.
Are there any remnants of the bridge left, Aaron, on either side?
Yeah, the explosion took out a maybe 10-foot circle in the middle of the bridge, but the two ends are slapped against the embankments on either side. So you've got maybe 20 feet of hanging rope bridge planks on either side of the banks, but they're just facing straight down at this moment in time.
I find myself in a state of ambivalence in this current situation, Tyson.
It's a very long word for me.
Well, the thing is, yes, you did throw a rope to me there, which I am very appreciative of.
But you're unhappy in another way.
Yes, the situation that we found ourselves in there, wherein myself and Philly nearly got dragged off by some kind of rainbow river. That was entirely of your making.
Ah, I mean, yeah, cause and effect, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah,
by extension, but not, you know, I didn't push you in.
Perhaps if we remove the cause part of this. I, for one, am a fan of the old hands, but that works well in the real world. We don't know the rules here.
Oh, I completely agree with you. I apologise. I will not shoot first from now on.
Philly, you can't actually hear what these guys are saying because they're on the other side of the river to you.
So at this point, Raylor turns to Philly and says, "That was a weird thing to say. Are you okay? Did you drink a lot of information?"
I did. I'm feeling like I've served the information soup of me.
How did it taste like the rainbow?
It tasted gnarly.
That sounds about right. I bet there's a lot of jism in there.
Why? How? I suppose it's the internet, so fair.
Using
what I was going for.
It's just that's how the internet works.
Stream the future, Tom. You don't know how the future
works. You're not Tim Berners-Lee. You don't know.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, what has Tim
Berners-Lee? You're not Mark Ryland. You don't have no authority here.
Well, I guess we go this way, they go that way, we find new compatriots.
Well, no, because the problem is, Dispo, I don't know if you understand this, but that guy over there is my brother. I don't know if you've got a brother or a sister or family at all in what you are.
I think the closest thing to family was the man I think you murdered when you burst into the lab.
Right. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. We didn't really hit it off.
I mean, he was keeping you in a vat of some kind and experimenting with you.
Yes, but again, the ambivalence. He also, I think, kind of made me a bit so.
Oh, well, so.
There's lots of sides. There's a balance to this, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, Stan.
Yeah.
Can we use the ropes across the ravine? You seem to be having an in-depth, quite long conversation there. Can we?
How long is the gap across the river? How wide is the river? The river? How wide is the river?
How wide is the river, Donovan Was? So the river's about 60 feet wide.
Okay, so these ropes are 50 feet. Can I try and pull up the broken half on our side of the bridge?
You can do that.
Meanwhile, Raylor is going to turn to Philly and say, do you have a rope?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, surely we just tie these together and then we have a 100-foot rope.
I see you're a master of the mathematics.
Yes, I'm something of an engineer. So whilst they do whatever the fuck they're doing, pulling up the bridge, I guess we just tie our two bits of rope together and I say, if you'd like, I can give you a robot arm yourself. I'd lose mine, but I don't really need it. And then you would be better at throwing it over and then holding on to it.
I can robot arm myself, but if you'd like to robot arm me whilst we throw rope.
Do you want me to robot arm you? Okay, here you go. And I give him a robot arm. I guess it works like I've got the robot arm on my arm and I just touch him on his arm and it just moves over onto his. Then I turn and say, Tyson, this fellow here at Philly is going to throw you a rope.
All right. Well, I'm still pulling this bridge up at this point, am I?
Why are you pulling that bridge up?
Well, the more rope, the better.
Stop what you're doing. I'm throwing rope.
Oh, God.
How is that going to help? Then you'll just have half a bridge and a rope.
Go into incognito mode.
Oh, you know, more rope's better than one.
Oh, it's that kind of party. I didn't know.
If you like, we can throw rope at the same time, but I have a robot arm to help me.
Rope's all over me.
Billy, do we need to make eye contact?
It's not necessary, but I'd like it. It helps me aim.
Okay, I'll just stand here and stare at you while you start throwing ropes. Let's go.
Just catch the rope. Catch the ropes.
We've got to catch it. Oh, that's extra.
Why? Why did any of us think this was a good idea?
I'm stressful. Right.
This one joke could probably be edited down to about 10 seconds.
No. We keep it going.
In its entirety.
It's just going to be an episode. The one where they throw.
I get pushing rope. Really need
to go. Right. Tyson, does it help if you know that half the rope is my rope?
Oh, my God. Like, it's just someone throw some rope, Jesus.
Okay. So any of the outthrowing, are there any more digital rocks around? Or, I guess, higher definition digital rocks?
Yes, there's a very high definition digital rock by your foot.
Excellent. I'm going to tie one to the end of the rope to give it a bit of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting my rocks off as I throw rope.
Just throw the damn thing. Roll a dexterity check.
A dexterity check. Oh, that's nice. Have I still got the sensory boost?
I don't think so.
I think so.
No, that's okay. It was an 18.
Yeah, that's fine. So you managed to launch the rope with the rock attached to it, and it lands harmlessly at your feet, Tyson.
Right. Is there anything to tie it around?
There's a very low-res tree nearby that you can tie an end of the rope to.
All right. I will try my best to tie a very tight knot.
What's the resolution of the rope?
1080p, full HD.
At both ends?
At both ends.
So the rope doesn't change definition based on the environment it's in?
Yeah, well, I mean, you weren't like Pokemon sprites when you were walking around. You were like, fully you.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Makes sense.
Don't question the internal logic of my world.
I'm not trying to be cautious. I'm just curious about the rules that apply.
Oh, no, absolutely feel free. It's pretty much why you're here.
Hooray! I have purpose.
None of us do. Yeah, Tyson, you're able to tie off the rope, no problem.
This is just a single rope that's now attached to a tree and Philly on the other side, right?
So it's a single rope that's attached to... Wait, Philly, did you tie it the other end to your end of the ladder? The bridge, even?
I'm going to say yes, but also it was attached to Raylor and his pneumatic arm.
Ah.
No, now it's attached to your pneumatic arm.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it is attached to my pneumatic arm. So I'm aiming frame 4 at the moment.
So are you just going to hold on to it?
Yeah.
Or are you going to tie it off?
You could tie it off.
No, you phrase it like that. Sounds like a terrible idea. So I'm going to, try and tie it off as well.
Okay, cool. So you now have a long rope suspended between the chasm. Yeah, you may be able to cross.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm still going to pull up a bit of this bridge and cut enough length of a rope to attach to my rope and throw it back to their side. So there's two ropes going across. So one for our feet and one for our arms. So if I can tie it a little bit higher.
Very good. Mm. Okay, so make a dexterity throw then.
Dexterity throw. Yeah, I'll get my rocks off as well. Dexterity throw is 10.
Okay, so you launch the rock with the rope attached and it falls short and it just plops into the
river. Right, I'll just drag it back and try again.
Okay, roll again.
Could be here all night. That's 10 again.
This time it slips through your fingers and the rope trails off along with the rock.
Oh no, I've tied it to the tree.
I'm joking. It falls short again. Last attempt, otherwise
wait,
you give
hang on. Wait, there's a tree on this side.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do one rope, tie it high up in the tree, and then create like a zip wire across?
That also sounds fun.
You and your logic.
Well, let's try this one more time and see.
Okay.
That's a 15.
Yeah, the rope goes across this time.
But I feel like the whole zipline thing is much cooler.
I mean, you've done it now.
I mean, you can still zipline, I guess.
If one side's higher than the other, we could. I didn't realize we had a tree on this side, that means we can zipline over.
Is this the spill saying this, or is this you saying this?
It was me saying it, but I guess we can.
And again, in character.
Yeah. Well, we could zipline over. Happy now.
So immersed.
Well, as we've got a tree on this side, maybe we could tie the rope higher up and then we could sort of zip line over like they do in the movies that the professor showed me.
What?
So even add a little bit of ribbon there, just like a little... You see how you wanted immersion, so I added a bit of backstory into that.
What kind of movies did he show you? We'll find that out later.
Yeah.
You don't want to give everyone everything straight away.
I bet it was some weird shit that he showed you as well.
You've got to feed him some rope.
I'm guaranteed the professor made him watch Human Centipede. Guaranteed. And the sequel that I'm pretty sure was made.
The second Human Centipede.
The Human Millipede?
Oh, God.
It's almost entirely the same film, but with more characters.
Just with more ass to mouth.
Oh.
Oh, that's grim.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that sounds pretty fucking cool and appeals to me. So I'm just going to shimmy up the tree and put the rope up, the higher rope up a little bit higher, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And then I'm supposed to take off my belt and...
Yeah, and zip line down, I guess.
No, I'm pull my trousers down. No, okay, yeah, zip line down.
And take a shit on the rope. Roll a strength check to hold on.
Wait. I don't really have a belt. Do you have anything I can...
Hey, Tyson's gone.
Okay. No. Rid of him. Thank fuck. I walk in the opposite direction. In that case, I'll go with my original thought. So with his claws, he's going to sort of interlock them like on the sort of smooth side.
Okay.
Not on the sharp side.
Okay, cool.
And then he's going to slide over on those.
So Tyson, you rolled a 12, was it?
Yeah.
Spill, also roll a strength check to keep your claws interlocked, I guess.
16.
Okay. Spill, you're able to zip over fine.
He falls straight back in this fucking river.
But yeah, Tyson unfortunately loses his grip on his belt.
For fuck's sake, why did you suggest zip lining across? There was a much safer way.
So, one last chance, Tyson. You start to fall.
Fuck.
But your hand reaches out towards the lower rope, the beeline, below you. Roll a dexterity save.
I mean, look at this.
Jesus fucking Christ.
11.
Your fingers brush the rope as you fall. And you take 3 points of damage as you splash down into the water. And you are carried down the river at speed. You take another point of damage as you're smashed down the waterfall. And your companions watch as you're carried down the river out of sight.
Spell leans in to Raylor again and goes, "Were you close?
He's my brother."
Yes, we've established this. Sorry, you don't have the same brain. I established this with Tyson, but were you close?
I mean, yeah, a bit.
Oh, well, so...
I'd quite like to...
I mean, if he was here, I would agree, but at this point, it just seems inconvenient. No, I can see that's not going in.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that can get us through the wall, and I'm not doing that. Can you see where the waterfall goes?
You can see the waterfall goes straight down, as waterfalls tend to do. But the river itself winds, and it takes a sharp left turn, and it carries itself into a large, high-definition forest. From what you can see through the paywall, through the semi-transparent light barrier, you can see the path that the paywall is blocking runs parallel to this forest.
So the river's not going to take him through the paywall?
No.
It's going to take him alongside it?
The river is going to take him into a as far as you can see, a large forest, but that's where you lose sight of him. Where you're at, you can sort of see through this semi-transparent barrier, you can see a path leading onwards, but a couple of hundred feet off of the path in the distance, you can see what looks like the edge of that forest.
Right, so we can potentially get into the forest, figure out, try and find him and let him through if we can get through.
Yeah.
Right. What I propose is we go through and then we go and find him. Now, I realise that once we've got through, you could both just sort of fuck off. And I can't do anything about it. I would just really be happier if you wouldn't do that.
Noted.
You know what, Raylor? You and your cat arms have saved me today. Safety numbers and all that.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll try and get us through this wall, and then we'll try and go through the forest and see if we can find my brother who decided to zip wire across a rope that he could have climbed across.
When you say it like that, are you sure you want to continue with this course of action?
Yes, I know it's dumb, but he is still my brother, and I should probably not abandon him.
He did nearly get all of us killed.
He's obviously not suited for this world and will die without me. Which is nice, actually, for me. It's a real change, because let me tell you, when we were growing up, he was the real alpha sibling, and I was the runt, and he looked after me. So this is quite a nice turn of events for me, if I'm perfectly honest. Don't tell him when we find him, but I'm quite enjoying it. I shall go and save my brother with your help, please, and thank you.
Very well. Rather than you dying without him, we will die with him. Probably by his own device.
Yeah. Can I try and break us through this paywall then?
Make a mechanics check for me.
So when you say mechanics, is there actually like sort of a mechanical interface with which he's working?
You walk over to the paywall. Suddenly a light screen appears in front of you that flashes on and off with the words, present all access pass, present all access pass, present all access pass. And then there's a small star at the end of the word pass and a little message saying, please present $79.99 in Eternus bucks in very small writing below.
No.
So we don't need you. I can do mechanics.
I have a question though.
Mm-hmm.
This is changing the way an Esper power works from combat to non-combat. And so obviously feel free to tell me to fuck off. Sensory jammer creates a masking effect around a creature within range, making them difficult to pinpoint and attack. Out of combat, to get through a paywall, would I be able to use that to basically make us invisible to the sensors that are guarding this wall?
No. It might make you invisible to the sensors, but it wouldn't help you pass through the actual screen itself. The screen isn't there as a reaction to you. The screen is up.
Right. Yes, I see. I mean, fine, I'll just try and do it.
As Spill's next one, can Spill attempt to help him with this?
Yep, sure, beat 10.
As someone with a heavily, like an organic creature with a heavily mechanically augmented body and a set of mechanics tools, he's quite familiar with the inner workings of machines.
Can I also use amplify ability? So we're just going all in for this.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good start, a better move on. And I guess, what does the help give me? Is it advantage?
Yeah, so Spill's got a roll above 10.
I mean, I rolled a 20.
Oh, so I've got natural 20.
I've got 27 so far.
Yeah, you're fine. The hexagons that make up the light screen suddenly fall away after you tinker with the panel. You tap in a few lines of code, and you enter a root menu, and then you just select the no button, and the light screen just slowly disintegrates, leaving the path open to you. And you hear another chime, and it says, Welcome, Eternus Plus member.
Well done.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Tyson is battered and crashing through the data stream. You are very much regretting using your belt for this. You feel the water fill your pants and start to drag you down. And you're fighting to kind of keep your head above water. So roll a athletics check for me, please, Tyson.
Oh, my God. I'm rolling so badly. A 7.
You take another 6 points of damage as you're dragged under and the current drags you across the rocky floor of the riverbed. The current buffets you back up to the surface where you rise, coughing and spluttering. You feel the light suddenly cut out from above you as you feel yourself being dragged through a forest canopy that closes in above you. And the buffeting rapids seem to dissipate somewhat, but you're still being dragged along at a fair clip by the current of the river.
Don't be killed by a river, Mike. Just don't die that way.
I mean, someone's going to die early on in this campaign, right?
Yeah, but it's usually the Sentinel.
It is usually the Sentinel. But the Sentinel's already died, so...
I try my best to try and swim to the side or catch on to, I don't know, any trees that are overhanging the river, if I can see any.
So you can, there are a couple of overhanging branches that you can try and make an acrobatics check to jump for, or you can make an athletics check to try and swim for one side of the bank.
Let's go for acrobatics. Okay. That's a 16.
Okay, with all your power that you have left, you manage to launch yourself out of the river like a crocodile and grab onto an overhanging branch, which sort of bends quite dramatically, but manages to hold your weight.
Okay, I'm trying to...
Mike, that branch is getting sassy about your weight, just want to say.
Yeah, come on, calm down, man. I mean, even in a digital world, jeez.
Oh, yeah, you hear it going whang. It's sassy, mate. You almost hear the tree whisper, one at a time, mate.
Holding a bit of fucking holiday weight. All right, calm down. I'll try and shimmy across and swing onto the shore if I can.
Roll a athletics check, boy.
The natural one. So a 5.
Jesus Christ. So you try to shimmy across. As you move, you instantly hear a crack. The branch swings as though it's on a hinge. You take another 3 points of damage as you smack hard into the side of the tree who this branch belongs to, and you land in a heap at the base of it, breathing heavily, soaking wet, and more than slightly humiliated.
I'm going to use my second wind feature to gain some health back. So I'm nearly dead.
Okay. So you're lying there getting your wind back.
9 points.
Can you roll a perception check for me, please?
15.
You hear something shuffling out of the undergrowth nearby. But before you can look up, you hear something say, "Wow, you look like shit, man." And you look up and you see this strange creature that's maybe 3 foot high. It has a very small body supported by small sausage-like arms and legs and a large ovoid head that looks like a rugby ball. And it sports these round orange eyes that haven't got any pupils and an orange mouth that matches its eyes in colour, and a small antenna sticks out of its head. It's staring at you, and it doesn't appear to be aggressive in any way. It's just staring at you with a vague look of judgment in its eyes.
Yeah, all right. You know, it's not been the best fucking days, I will admit. I mean, I died and was reborn into a digital world I know fuck all about. And then I fell in the river and nearly died in this world. I don't know what happens when I do die in this world, to be honest with you. But the whole thing is a complete load of bollocks, mate.
The creature doesn't respond immediately. He just cocks his head. Okay. So, are you like high or something?
Am I like what?
Are you a junkie or just kind of a weird story to drop on someone you've just met? Kind of weird.
No, I'm not high. I mean, I could be high. This could explain a lot of what's happened to me in the past day. But no, I think it's just what I said. I mean, what are you doing here? What's your story?
I live here. This is my habitat.
Oh, it's nice.
Thank you. It's pretty cool. It's kind of scary at the moment, but, you know, that's by the by. Are you okay?
I'm just chilling for a second, and then I'm going to try and find my friends. You do me a favour, and could you help me get out of this forest and back up towards the top of the river?
The creature sort of turns to look in the direction you came. You probably don't want to go that way. I can help you get out of here, but you don't want to head up there. There's all sorts of messed up crap up there. There's drones and big walls and...
Oh, yeah, well, we bought the drones and killed the drones. I'm pretty sure my brother might be able to get through that wall. You can come with us if you want.
Thanks for the offer, crazy guy who just fell out of the damn river, but that's cool. I'll help you out. That's okay.
Can I just do a quick insight check on him just to see if he's not bullshitting me? And...
Yeah. Roll an insight check.
Now I get something with this, don't I? Double proficiency or something. That's a natural one anyway. There it is.
Yeah, he seems to be on the level.
Oh, Mike.
What did we say earlier on? Every 3 out of 5 rolls, natural one?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
You're beating the average.
You're doing well.
All right, well, I obviously follow him and believe whatever he says.
So, what's your name, man?
Tyson.
Hi, Tyson.
What's yours?
My name is XXX Spoogemaster 42069 XXX, but everybody calls me Spooge.
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 So hold on, that's like a username, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like a real person in the real world in this dinosaur avatar?
No, he shakes his massive head. I'm a ghost profile.
Right, well, you might have to explain what the fuck that is.
So, you're in the Forum Forest, right? This is where this is.
Right.
Basically, this is where all the forums on the sim intersect. And I'm an old profile that got abandoned and then was cursed with sentience. So, I just sort of exist without my consent, you know?
Oh, that's not fair, is it? You know, do you want to exist and do you like the life?
He just shrugs and says, does anybody want to exist?
Well, yeah, I'd like to think so.
Oh, good for you, I guess.
I think you deserve to exist, though, mate. I think you're a very stand-up guy. You're helping me out. You should enjoy it. You should be proud of yourself and what you're doing.
That's really inspirational. Thanks, Tyson.
And I'll pat him on the back.
Don't touch me.
Oh, sorry. You do feel like Spooge.
Didn't need to hear that.